Thank you, Harvey. You're talking about the fountain of youth. I want to take us all back to our Sheva Brachos this week. I'll try my part too. This week's shiur is sponsored Zecher Nishmas Azriel Ben Aryeh HaKohen, Dr. Edward E. Honig, and Shama Shehavan Aliyah. I'd like to thank everybody for coming. Today's shiur, we'll see soon, the topic is really based on something in this week's parsha. And to give a plug, the Rabbi Sharfman gave a shiur on this topic in general years ago. And the family sends out a weekly shiur. If you want to be part of it, you could join. And this week they actually sent out the topic of Sheva Brachos. So I listened to the shiur first and hopefully developed the shiur as an addendum, an additional points that you could learn together with that shiur. Now the concept of Sheva Brachos is something which I think particularly here in South Florida, in what you call a nice out-of-town community, people could really appreciate. You know, come from New York, over there, what's a Sheva Brachos? Okay, some people, they go, they rent out a restaurant, they have, you know, a nice meal, but in a certain sense, it's not the same as a Sheva Brachos made by family, by neighbors, by friends. The concept of you know, in New York, up east, you have the people running, making a wedding, are nervous about making Shabbos Sheva Brachos. Here in the community, it's the minhag that, don't worry about Shabbos Sheva Brachos, your neighbors, your friends, close relatives, people will all chip in and make Shabbos Sheva Brachos for you. Yeah. Such a, it's an amazing, beautiful thing. I think it highlights, you know, a wonderful out-of-town atmosphere that exists over here. And it's really a tribute, you're right, it's a tribute, the stress and the challenge, it's a tribute to the beautiful relationships that people have here out-of-town. A wonderful, wonderful thing. And being that it is a pretty common occurrence, Baruch Hashem here, to have Sheva Brachos, I think the topic is an important topic to talk about. And I would like to discuss 7 questions about Sheva Brachos. 7 common issues that come up when you're hosting a Sheva Brachos. I think, you know, most of the wives are busy cooking. You know, they delegate to the husbands, okay, you're in charge of like all the halakhic issues. You got to do this and that. So this falls on our plate. So I'd like to discuss today 7 common questions that come up today when you make a Sheva Brachos. Now specifically, the aspect of Sheva Brachos that we're going to be discussing today is the idea of Panim Chadashos, which we'll see soon the basis for it. There are many other issues involved in Sheva Brachos, and again to that, I refer you to Rabbi Sharfman's Etzal Shir. But what we want to dig in, what we want to focus on today, is the concept of Panim Chadashos, that you have to have fresh, new faces at the Sheva Brachos, which we'll go into detail, we're not there at the wedding. So the first question one would ask is, what constitutes somebody who is not there at the wedding that's good for Sheva Brachos? Especially in the world today, people are so busy, you know, Baruch Hashem, simchas are a wonderful thing, but you know, we have challenging, busy lives. So it's very common for someone to go to a wedding, but only be there for part. You could have someone who goes to the wedding, they're there for the chuppah, but leaves after the chuppah. There's somebody who could be there after the chuppah, but there for the meal. What constitutes, and a lot of times, especially, you know, Shapiro just made a wedding. Who wasn't at that wedding? Had 600 people there. You know, what are the standards? How could he ever make a Sheva Brachos? If there's so many people at the wedding, who wasn't there at the wedding that will count for the Sheva Brachos? Not a simple thing. So the first question we're going to address today is, who is somebody that could be there at the Sheva Brachos, even though he participated to some degree at the wedding? Who would count for Panim Chadashos for that idea? Now, I mentioned, Panim Chadashos, people sometimes misunderstand that it's plural, that you have to have two. For the record, most poskim for sure in the Ashkenazic world say Panim Chadashos is really only one person. That might be the biggest thing you get from the shir today, is you tell your wife, you only have to really set up for one person. Panim Chadashos, halach l'maisa, most poskim say is one person. We'll talk about inviting such people to your shever brothers. Two-faced. Second question I'd like to deal with, and this comes up also. Okay, the wife puts it on you. It's your job to find Panim Chadashos, a new face for the shever brothers. And you're about up to benching, and then you realize, dope, I forgot to invite anybody. What do you do now? So a classic move, especially if you're in a restaurant, invite the nice, hopefully Jewish, waiter over. Hey, would you like to change roles? You've been working too hard. Here, have a seat. Could you count a waiter, or for that matter, really anyone off the street, as Panim Chadashos? These stories happen. Huh? Yes, they do have to be a Jew. That is for sure. But can I count the waiter? Can I count someone off the street looking for a minion, attempting to go out there to the street? These stories happen. People sit there in the street. Could I find someone to sit here for several brothers? A real new face. So we'll talk about it, right? It could be the fact that you're a stranger doesn't fit the qualifications of what Panim Chadashos need. A third idea, third question we'd like to deal with. What about a woman? Especially in the world today, I have to be careful what I say, but what exactly is the role of women? Could a woman be Panim Chadashos, especially a close friend of the Kala, others? Does a woman count for Panim Chadashos? Fourthly, could a child count for Panim Chadashos? Many times you could have, I remember my son, the first wedding I think my son went to was actually Rabbi Sharfman Zitzal's daughter, oldest daughter. Baruch Hashem just experienced a simcha this past week, had a baby girl. She was my son's teacher in elementary school, and she invited her class, first grade class, to the wedding. I remember going there, bringing my son with to go to a wedding. Teachers enjoy their little kids coming to a wedding. Do they count for Panim Chadashos? They couldn't make the wedding. It was past their bedtime. Maybe could they come to an afternoon Sheva Brachos? Does that work? Question five, the concept of Shabbos. Does Shabbos need Panim Chadashos? We'll see that soon. There are ideas about it. We'll talk specifically different aspects within Shabbos. Number six, it's brought down the halacha, the concept of a Dvar Torah, a drasha, a speech by a Sheva Brachos could potentially be used as Panim Chadashos. What would the Sheva Brachos be without speeches? There's an idea in halacha. That was rhetorical. But you have to know what a speech is. There is an idea brought down in halacha that a drasha, a speech at Sheva Brachos, could potentially fulfill the idea of Panim Chadashos. What's the guidelines for such a thing? We'll see soon. And finally, an important question. The people who come as Panim Chadashos, do they have to eat? Guy says, I'll drop by, I come, I forget, I'm not hungry. No, there are many halakhas in Judaism, we make you eat. So, does someone who comes as Panim Chadashos have to eat, and what do they have to eat? So those are seven common questions about Panim Chadashos by Shavuot Brachos, which I would like to expound upon and give practical halacha today. Now, the first, I would say, source that comes to mind with the idea of Sheva Brachos, Panim Chadashos, is the Gemara in Ksubas. But before I get there, that happens to be the first Mar Makom on Yeshitz, I found over Shabbos an additional Mar Makom. Not so easy to find. There's a Yerushalmi in Moed Katan. Yerushalmi Moed Katan talks about the concept of Sheva Brachos and says, what's the source of Sheva Brachos? The Yerushalmi says a pasuk in this past week's parsha. When Yaakov was tricked into marrying Leah before Rachel, and he came to Lavan, that, hey, give me my wife, I want to marry Rachel too. Lavan's response was, Male Shavua Zos. Hey, wait a week. What's the idea of waiting a week? Sheva Brachos. That first Yaakov Shev, Sheva Brachos, should have a week of celebration with his new bride, Leah. And now, after that, then we'll go off and you can marry Rachel. Gemara even learns out from there the concept of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. That you shouldn't mix two simchas together, the simcha of one marriage with the simcha of the second marriage. So they bring this week's parsha as a basic makar for Sheva Brachos, for the idea of simcha. There are some that even say, therefore, it's a din d'oraisa. Many say d'rabbanan. But that is the first source, something actually in this week's parsha. But the idea of Panim Chadashos, that comes up in the Gemara here in Ksubas. First on your sheets, Tana Rabbanan, Mevarchim Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara Kol Shiva. We make what they call Birchas Chasanim, the bracha of newlyweds. With 10 people, you need to have a minyan. Chasan counts. All 7 days, right? All 7 days, for the record, means you could do it all 7 days, pashtos. Many mepharshim point out that, close to point out, you don't have to have Sheva Brachos every day, especially it could be a strain, a stress in family and friends making. You do not have to have Sheva Brachos every day, pashtos. But if one has the meal and has the ability to do it, you could do it for all 7 days. Amar of Yehuda, Vuhu Shabal Panim Chadashos. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have the Sheva Brachos where you have Panim Chadashos. Rabbi Yehuda is qualifying this din of Sheva Brachos and says that you need to have Panim Chadashos, fresh faces there. Now, off the bat, when I saw this Gemara, it bothered me. Like, if the simple idea is why you're having Sheva Brachos, it was simple enough, even Lavan understood this. It seems like it was a basic concept dating way back. Why do you need to add Panim Chadashos? Why is that a qualification, an integral qualification? If you do not have Panim Chadashos, Halacha L'maisa, you don't have Sheva Brachos. Okay, we'll see, some things might count as Panim Chadashos. But what's the svara? Why would you need to have Panim Chadashos to have Sheva Brachos? Being the fact it's the week after this couple got married, so logically there's a certain simcha over there, and that's something you celebrate. Why do you additionally need Panim Chadashos? So the first commentary on this topic, I believe, is Tosos. Tosos on the page over there in Ksuba says, V'hu shabal Panim Chadashos, Amari, de Panim Chadashos in Korah, el b'nei Adam shemarbim b'shvilam ha-simcha yoser. Panim Chadashos are people that because of them, you're adding more simcha. Sounds like from Tosos, and this, the Rush brings down, and many, many Rishonim, that despite the fact there already is simcha because this couple got married. But that alone doesn't warrant us to celebrate Shavuot Brachos. You need the additional component of a fresh new simcha to add into the equation. The only time you're going to have the Shavuot Brachos, you have to add something new. Very interesting. And therefore the qualification is, it has to be people that because they're there, make for a bigger simcha. That's the language of Tosfos. So you have a wedding. Okay, that's a tremendous simcha. Now you want to have Shavuot Brachos. Well, if I throw another close friend of the Chasam and Kala, okay, that will add to the simcha. Great. So then you could have Shavuot Brachos. But short of that, no, it seems even though there is a certain degree of simcha, but the bar hasn't been reached. I saw the Aruch HaShulchan compares it. You know, there is you know, a qualification. You can only make the Shavuot Brachos during a meal. If you don't have the food, you don't have the meal, you can't have Shavuot Brachos. So that's also an aspect. There's a simcha in the meal. So it's not just we're happy, let's have Shavuot Brachos. No, there are halachic dinim. You need to have Panim Chadashos. You need to have a meal. What the Panim Chadashos add, according to Tosos and the Rush, is the aspect of more simcha. When I have this new face there, my close friend, I feel even another level of simcha. It gives us an appreciation. You know, people sometimes debate, okay, should I go to the wedding? Should I not go to the wedding? In halacha, one person could make for a difference in simcha, which is a whole new thing. You're happy, you're married. No, I want to see this friend as a component of simcha. You know, you see the difference one person makes in people's lives. It's beautiful. That's the idea of Tosos. He says further, okay, how's it work on Shabbos? He says, the Shabbos, continuing in Tosos, Techashvin and Panim Chadashos. How is the entity of Shabbos called Panim Chadashos? The Amrin Ba'agada, Mizmer Shir Yom HaShabbos. The Medrash says, Darshan is the Pasuk, Mizmer Shir Yom HaShabbos. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Panim Chadashos Ba'ol Lakan. Fresh face came over here. Nemer Shira, Hasan Nami Mevarchim Lakavod Shabbos, B'Simcha V'Suda. So Shabbos itself is the entity of Simcha. It's Panim Chadashos, the Kodesh Baruch Hu called Shabbos. It's a fresh look at the week. It's not like any other day of the week. It's a fresh thing. Because of Shabbos, we're Marbin Besuda. We have more things. So great, there's someone Chashav over here that I'm going to even add to the meal. Right? That itself is Mashal over here, which I have to spell out. Part of the Simcha is you have a chash of a guest, that because of the guest, you're going to add to the meal. Right? Whether you make your own Shavuot Brachos, or you order from our chash of the caterers we have here, you have to know for Shavuot Brachos, it's Kedai. Again, extra, if you have to sort of like prepare for that special guest, something extra. Now, I don't know if he gets an extra piece of cake over everyone else. Is it practical like that? No, the idea is in general, you're adding special foods because of the simcha. So, Tosis is explaining, the same way you would do that for a chash of a guest who comes to your Shavuot Brachos upon Chadashos, you do the same thing for Shabbos. Because Shabbos is also upon Chadashos, and we have special extra food on Shabbos. Great. So that counts for upon Chadashos. That's this interesting idea of Tosfos and the Rush and most Rishonim. However, I believe this discovery was two people discovered that there's another Shita out there. It's attributed, one is the Griz, the Brisker Rav of Velvel Soloveitchik. It's brought in the stencil of Reb Chaim. And a second source is Aruch HaShulchan. They discovered that there's an additional shita, an additional explanation for why we have Panim Chadashos, And we'll see soon this other explanation is a totally different idea and will make for halachic nafkaminas. Now this Rambam I gave you is, I brought it within the Aruch HaShulchan, so it's Os Gimel. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. I'm starting like halfway through. First word in the line is Kasuv Perek Beis of Brachos, Linyan Brachos Asher Bara, in terms of the bracha that you make in Shavar Brachos Asher Bara Sasa and Simcha, Sheve Anu Vezel Shona. This is the language of the Rambam. Medmar Mermurim, when do we make this bracha? Kishaya Ochim Heim Shamdu Bebirchas Anasun, Veshamra Brachos. We make the bracha of Shavar Brachos, of Asher Bara Sasa and Simcha. That bracha we normally make under the chuppah, b'shas nesu'in, and people are supposed to listen to the bracha. Avim ha'ochlim acherim. But if the people you have in this suda are other people, shelo shamu birchas nesu'in b'shas nesu'in, who didn't hear the brachas under the chuppah, then mevorchim b'shvilim shavar brachas acha birchas amazon. For them we make shavar brachas after birchas amazon. Kiderech shemavarchim b'shas asuin, just like you made under the chuppah b'shas asuin. The Rambam seems to be saying a fascinating thing. He doesn't say anything about we have panim chadashos and those panim chadashos add simcha. Doesn't say a word about it. His qualification, the Rambam writes in Halacha, is very clear and specific. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have Shavar Brachos where we have people who weren't there under the chuppah, who didn't hear the brachos of Shavar Brachos under the chuppah. For those people who weren't at the chuppah, didn't hear those brachos, we're going to make, if they're there, we're going to make a suda, and we'll do Shavar Brachos to, in a certain sense, to reenact what went on under the chuppah. Fascinating. Totally different. Not mentioning a word about these people adding simcha. The Rambam's qualification is sort of a makeup for the brachos under the chuppah. Yes?
If you don't have anybody new at the shavar brachos for the meal, if everyone was also under the chuppah, can you do it then?
No. We'll get to that in a second. Very good question.
But maybe it's the other way around, because if you're saying the same bracha,
very interesting, you're right. It sounds like you need new people even to make the bracha. Right. I can answer amen to any bracha I hear. But you're right, we're going to need new people to make the brachas. Everyone at the wedding, which we'll talk to in a moment, everyone at the wedding, they heard the brachas, and they were yotzei the brachas by answering amen. But those who weren't at the wedding and didn't say the brachas, weren't yotzei the brachas, they're going to have to do it again.
So what if the already at the end, and it's a slightly different
right.
What if these people were at the wedding, but they weren't?
We're going to get to all the specifics in a moment. The Aruch HaShulchan on the left side of your page. I think I should read it inside because it's so fascinating to see. And I believe after reading this Aruch HaShulchan, you'll never go to a wedding with the same intention again. For my own life, reading this Aruch HaShulchan changed me. I have a new focus when I sit at the chuppah. Listen to this Aruch HaShulchan. I'll start it about six lines in the middle of the line, Ella. El dekachu ikar inyan odas haramba. Dine birchus elu heim levarich es azug. Sheatzlichu. These brachos are brachos made to give a bracha of hatzlacha to this new couple. They should be successful. Uderech agav nosim bracha l'chavad ha'am. Once I do that, and I say other brachas because there are a lot of people over here. And a masker the chorbin. V'achiv hazeh mutu al kol ish meyisrael. This responsibility is not just for the person they honor and they call up under the chuppah with a bracha. No. This is a chiv on everyone in Klal Yisrael, Kishabolahanos Beis Chasnos, that when they come to a wedding, they have a responsibility. When they come, Beis Chasnos, Azivag, Levarcham Bizman Shem Chasam, you're supposed to give them a bracha at the time of their simcha. B'shivas Yimei HaMishta. V'Echad Mevarech V'Acheim Shom V'On Mami. One person gives the bracha, one person's honored to say the Shavah Brachos under the chuppah, but everyone else has to answer Amen. And it's Ki'ilu Kol Omdim Birchos Achas Mekavah. When you answer Amen, there's a concept of Shomea Ka'oneh. You're listening as if you said it. And it's as if you said the bracha. The kivan shebircham pamachas yotzi yidei chavasam. Once you give a bracha once, you don't have to give a bracha further. V'zeh shekos haram mevarchem b'shvirim klomar mevarchem b'shvirim kidei sheyotzi yidei chavasam. We give these brachas in order that everyone should be yotzi. As a chas nekala, afilim yesh l'ma'achesh l'shom mevarchem b'shvirim. An amazing idea. This Aruch HaShulchan is saying, based on the Rambam, that the concept of Birchas Chasanim is a responsibility anyone who comes in contact, anyone who comes to a wedding, you know what you know, usually we think, okay, I come to a wedding, so I'm there to be Mesameach Chasam Mekala. I'll come dance, I'll give a check, you know, I'll laugh, and, you know, I'll smile for the picture when they come to my table. Okay, I'm there. I'm in the wedding album. I danced. Gave my gift. What more do you want from me? One very, very, very important thing. We want you to give them a bracha. There's a chiv on every person going to a wedding to give a bracha to the chasam and kala. What type of bracha? So it is common. People wish them well, mazel tov. But specifically, the bracha, the chazal mesak and asher bachar ban, asher baras sasa v'simcha, the shavar brachos, are brachos that everyone has a responsibility to give, according to this Rambam, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, when they go to a wedding. And therefore, if one wasn't there at the chuppah, you have a makeup date. April 15th is not the big deadline. Extend it for 7 days.
October.
You could go and give those brachos, and that's the idea of Panim Chadashos. What this means practically for everyone here is when you go to a wedding, stam, you make a cheshbon which time to show up for the wedding. If you show up after the chuppah, you could still do the mitzvah of Simchas Chas Mekala. You can still get a good meal. You can still give your gift. But this opportunity, unless you go to the Shavah Brachos, you missed out.
What about the Shavah Brachos during mention?
Oh, very good. L'chor, you're right. If you are there at the end of the wedding and you do hear the Shavah Brachos, that would be work. As would any other time you show up to the Shavah Brachos. You're right. That would be a makeup. The first makeup is already that night.
And you don't want to go to the bride
and say,
there's almost no one there. No one, everybody left.
But this is an important idea when you to make a cheshbon when to go to the wedding. And when you sit there at the chuppah, people sit at chuppahs, you know, they try to quiet people down, they try to tell people to turn off their cell phones. But forget about the negatives. If you understand what you're doing at a chuppah, when you answer amen, that's shomea ka'ona, you're giving a bracha to the chasam and kala, that's a chiyuv on everyone attending a wedding that gives a totally new perspective to what I do when I go to the wedding.
They should announce that.
Okay?
Yeah.
So Rabbi Coulter says he loves the shir so much, we should announce it every chuppah. Okay?
Can you imagine chuppah? I am getting credit for your chuppah. Whoa.
Right, you better get out.
Okay, well, I'm at least announcing it now. But an amazing idea to have in mind.
The person making the bracha also can know that he's being mazir.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Hopefully, those Rosh Hashivas or Rabbanim hopefully know this Rambam, this Aruch HaShulchan. Yes.
So you have to give the chasam kala bracha. Does that include Bari Perikah?
Yeah, it also includes Asher Yatzar. But the main bracha, no.
The question that I'm asking is...
I thought I just answered it.
Is the chasam ever able to leave benching?
Oh, that's an interesting question. No. According to this, absolutely not. Because the bracha is for him. I'm like, he could do it for the kala. I don't think so.
So by Shal Shudis, of Kamenetsky, okay. Hoskins, yeah. And we had it by Rabbi Shapiro.
Yeah, what?
That he insists, Rabbi Kamenetsky insists that the Hassan has to bench by Shal Shudis because only he can drink the wine, he and the kala.
Oh, that's a different thing. Okay, excellent. I'm going to get to Shal Shudis. I'm going to get to Shabbos. So again, this idea of the Rambam, before we get back and plug it into the idea of Panim Chadashos, just has amazing nafkamina for all of us. Anytime we attend a wedding, this new idea that when we hear the brachos, we should listen and answer Amen, because those brachos are our chiyuv to give a bracha to the chasan and kala. And when we're not there for a chuppah, then we can make it up with the Shavuot brachos at any point during the 7 days. Mm. Now, once we have these two ideas, I'd like to go back to the 7 questions we laid down before and go through and see if there are differences between the idea of the Rosh and Tosfos on the one hand and the idea of the Rambam on the other side. The first Nafka Mina you actually find in the Shulchan Aruch itself. And really, to be honest, it sounds like there were others, maybe the Marshal, already discovered there's such a Nafka Mina. The Shulchan Aruch, and unfortunately, this is not the sif I put on the sheets. I would do it again. I would add the sif Zayin to it. But the sif before talks about who qualifies for Panim Chadashos. The first thing the Shulchan Aruch brings is someone who was not there at the time of the brachos. That person qualifies for Shavuot brachos, to make a suda of Shavuot brachos. That is the shita of the Rambam. The Mechaber first brings the Rambam. Then he brings V'yesh Omrin, even if a person wasn't there for the brachos of the chuppah, but if you were there for the suda, if you were there for the meal at the wedding, you're disqualified from Shavuot brachos. I shouldn't even use the word even. He says that's the qualification. Mechaber, he does use the Lashon Shafilu. I'll have to hack about that. But the second opinion is no. You know what's important? Were you already part of the simcha of the suda of the wedding? And on that, the Mechaber ends off, v'hachi nahu. The second opinion seems to be the opinion of Tosas and the Rosh, that we're focused on the simcha of a wedding. And the simcha of a wedding, how do we qualify it? With the suda. Were you there for the suda? So then you already took part in the simcha of the wedding. You're not panim chadashos to come to the chasan kala later, oh, let's have a new simcha, I'm here. No, you were there for the suda, then you already were part of the simcha, you don't count. The Mechaber writes v'hachinang, and my impression is that's a simple understanding that most people have, perhaps even many poskim have, that we go after the opinion of Tosfos and the Rosh, that we qualify panim chadashos by Shavuot brachos based on the aspect of simcha. Are they coming and adding new simcha for the chasan and kala? However, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel brings a Marshal, the Yamshel Shlomo, the Chachma Shlomo, who says, no, we go like the first Shita, which is Shita Sarambam. So practically, it sounds not so simple. You have a Machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch, you have 2 Shitas, the first Shita is clearly the Rambam. The second Shita seems to be Tosfos and the Rosh. The Mechaber says we go like the second Shita, but the Marshal, early Achron, says no, we follow the first Shita like the Rambam. So practically, this makes for trouble. There are 2 Shitas over here. So what that would mean, let's play out the first Shaila. If you have somebody who was there by the Chuppah, but was not there for the meal, well, according to the Tosfos and the Rosh, you could use them for Banim Chadashos. Great, you should use this person. However, we're too smart. We know there's another Shita out there. According to the Rambam, if they were there for the Chuppah, they heard the brachos under the Chuppah, you're going to bring them for Shavah brachos? They can't make Shavah brachos. They're not a new person to give a bracha. They were there already. They were Yotzei already. So you'll have cases where, according to the Rosh, you could have Shavah brachos with this person there. According to the Rambam, you cannot. Now, I don't want to weigh in. You know, people have shilas. You should ask your local Rav if this comes up. But ideally, if one could find somebody that would fit both opinions, not just the Rosh, but also the Rambam. Now, so if you have the reverse case, you could have someone who was not there for the Chuppah, but was there for the Suda. According to the Rosh, that's disqualified. For the Rambam, that's great. It's 100%. So it would be best to find somebody that will fit the qualification of Panim Chadashos, both according to Tosfos and the Rosh, that's a new person providing fresh simcha, or two, according to the Rambam, that's a person who wasn't there by the chuppah, who didn't give yet his bracha.
So that's why the response cards now say chuppah only, meal only.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with cost.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay? So not only we started with, we're going to make this announcement now under the chuppah, now we're going to even send out response cards to fit these halakhic qualifications. Excellent. A second slew of nafkaminas. Let's move on to questions 2, 3, and 4. Questions we asked was, who constitutes panim chadashos? Could a waiter do it? Could a woman do it? Could a kid do it? So let's take them one by one. Could a waiter do it? A fresh face. So, according to, let's start with the Rosh, who says that Tosfos and the Rosh, that you need a new person who will be, his being there will be simcha for the chasan and kala. So for the record, the classic definition of that, according to Tosfos and the Rosh, is a friend to the chasan and kala. It's not even so simple. What about a friend to the parents of the chasan and kala? Not so simple. What about a friend to the hosts who are hosting the Shavah Brachos? Also not so simple. For the record, Moshe Feinstein is quoted that he says a friend of the Machatanim, friend of the parents of the Chasan Kala, also counts. I'm not sure, I didn't see inside anyone says a friend of the host if that counts. Could be that's not so simple. It has to be, and it's a tricky thing. I remember I was here by a Shavah Brachos in the neighborhood of a couple, and like, you know, the couple didn't live here for, you know, they got married a little later. They didn't live in, you know, in Florida for a while. How you have friends of the Chasan and Kala? Has to be, I was one person. I knew who the Chasan was. So they invited me to Shavah Brachos. But ideally, it's the friends of the Chasan and Kala, maybe friends of the parents too. But what about beyond that? According to the Rosh in Tosfos, one would not be able to go beyond that, especially to the degree, can you use a waiter or somebody off the street? The answer is no. And that's a psak that many poskim said. According to the Rambam, on the other hand, if the idea is kol ish mi Yisrael, every person from Klal Yisrael, if they're there at the wedding or they're there now at a Shavah Brachos, they have a chiyuv. You see a chasan and kala. Doesn't matter how close you are to them or not. There are many people at a wedding who are not close to the chasan and kala. But you're in the proximity of the chasan and kala. You have a responsibility as another Jew to give them a bracha, which is not slacha. Everything should be good. So yes, according to the Rambam, seemingly even extended friends of the host, friends of the friends, waiter, they all work. Yes. Even entertainment, you're right. The person himself. Okay, that's an interesting kasha. I have to talk about that. One man band. Right? That's all you need today. A one-man band. Because he could work over here, too. I'll tell you a fascinating story. If you listen to Rabbi Sharfman, he has a story on the tape. But I'll say it, too. There was a Sheva Brachos held for Rabbeinu Shvinkel. At the time, a chashav, a young Talmid Chacham, who later become the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva. And his son-in-law was the famed Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, that's all, passed away. Yeah. And Rabbeinu Shvinkel's Sheva Brachos, he had Sheva Brachos held in Bnei Brak, actually in the Slobodka Yeshiva. And as a Bacher, he had a tremendous relationship with the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish, the Flo Lova Atzma, was there at the Sheva Brachos. And they were there at the Sheva Brachos Mestama, like we talked about before. It was a big wedding, a lot of people there. And it came to Sheva Brachos at the end of the meal, and there was nobody there that wasn't at the wedding. Hmm. And they're sitting there, should we do Sheva Brachos? Should we not do Sheva Brachos? Hmm. So someone had the idea, let's use a waiter. The waiter here. They actually even went out to the street. They tried to find somebody. The mom said, nobody. Let's use the waiter. So at first, the Chazon Ish protested. He said, no, it's not someone you're adding to Simcha. So it's quite fascinating. Rabbi Isaac Sher, the son-in-law of the Altar of Slobodka, who was then the Rosh Yeshiva, the Slobodka Yeshiva was there. And he started to darshan. Do you understand who this person is, the waiter? A Jew. B'tzel Malkim. The Gemara says, B'shvili Nivra'olam. Can you imagine such a person, how much Simcha he adds by him coming? It has to be a kosher person. It has to be a friend. Any Jew is such an amazing, made in the image of Hashem. He should count for Sheva Brachos. The Chazon Ish sits there. He says, I hear your shrews. He says, maybe you should go into the kitchen and tell the lady preparing the food so she should know that someone kosher is here, so that will count for Sheva Brachos. But dismissing his Slobodka shmuz. But L'chora, right? According to the Rambam, I'll just add, get you in a second. According to the Rambam, you wouldn't even need the shmuz. You'd say, according to Shitas of Rambam, anyone would qualify, even the waiter. I assume, if Isaac Sher was assuming, like we pass him like Tosafos of the Rosh, I'll build up the qualities of any Jew. So the answer is yes and no. Really, this idea of someone adding to the simcha, for sure the qualification is a friend of the Chasam Kala. Ramosha says friends of the parents. And any distinguished guest. You have a distinguished guest. Wow, look who came to my wedding. Look who came to my Shavuot, the Chazon Ish. But if you were there already, even the Chazon Ish doesn't count twice. Now, what about women? Do women count for Sheva Brachos? So if you look in the back of your sheets, I found the Piskei Tshuva. The second line, he quotes the Sefer Zecha of Avraham. Isha lo chashiva panim chadashos. A woman does not count as panim chadashos. Why? You have to know the reason for these things. The ein panim chadashos al misha roi limanos ba'asara shel berchas chasanim. Not that we have anything against women. That's a technicality. The simcha that we're talking about when we add women is a simcha, like we said, associated with the suda of Sheva Brachos. And we make the Sheva Brachos at benching. So it has to be somebody who counts for a minyan. And being the fact a woman does not count for a minyan, therefore she can't count as panim chadashos for Sheva Brachos. He says further, he brings the Shita Mekubetzes, actually says this also in Ksubas. Fize, hu adin avadim uktanim lo chashivi panim chadashos. Piskei Tshuva says further, for this reason, a child might be a tremendous simcha for a teacher to have her young children over there. But that does not count for Panim Chadashos, not because they lack simcha, but because the sura, the means of how Chazal were misakin it, was together with benching as part of a minyan. And they're not there. They don't count as a minyan. That doesn't work. However, this is all assuming. Now let's talk about that. This for sure would be true in the idea of Tosus and the Rush, that we're talking about adding simcha, and we're talking about being there to add simcha and part of the benching. What about in the Rambam? Seemingly, this would be the same. Because if the idea is giving a bracha, so again, a woman cannot give a bracha. She's not benching. She's not part of the minyan. A child is not part of the minyan. Also can't give a bracha. So seemingly, this would not be enough to mean between the two. Both according to Tosus and the Rush and the Rambam, women and children would not count. Well, one could ask,
why would even be a child in the regular, everyday, grown world?
We never count kids. So I'll show you an interesting idea. What about this case? And this is like the classic. There are so many Shilohs involving this type of scenario. You know, I didn't figure out what I'm giving my kid for his bar mitzvah shekel yet. But there's so many. This is like all over halacha, modern day halacha. Let's say you have a kid who is a katan at the time of the wedding. But his birthday, Amar ben Simcha b'Simcha, but his birthday, his bar mitzvah, came out during the week of Shavuot Brachos. And he was there at the wedding. Could he count for Shavuot Brachos?
Absolutely.
What would you say?
Absolutely.
Welcome to Mike Soskam Brew.
Absolutely, maybe.
He's not a good person. He shouldn't be mentioned.
What would you say? You have a kid. He was there by the wedding, but he was there at the wedding as a kid. Now he's there late at the Shavuot Brachos. Could he now count for Shavuot Brachos?
Yeah.
His grandfather.
Yeah.
Not that. So I'm getting some yeses.
Absolutely.
So let's try. Let's start with the Rambam first, this time. According to the Rambam, you have a kid. He was there under the chuppah. He was there when Chasen Kal, at least, were under the chuppah. Maybe he walked down. Right, he was young enough to walk down. A week later, he's a big boy, he wouldn't do it again. So he was there, he heard the brachos. Not so poshut. He heard the brachos. He wasn't Yotze. Okay, so maybe someone will say, if he wasn't Yotze the brachos, so he has no chia, he didn't fulfill his chia, so now he can make brachos now. I hear the tzad. But it's a tricky thing. Did he answer Amen? So, I don't know. He did hear the brachos. He participated. So he doesn't have a chiyuv. I don't know. You have to have a chiyuv to answer Amen? At Shemei Ka'ona? I don't know. So, Teretz is his he was Shemei Ka'ona, he was Yotze. But he was only Yotze as a chiyuv. But now it's a new chiyuv. So, okay. I hear that. Perhaps. So some are poskening in such a case, according to the Rambam, he could make it. What about the other way? What about according to Tosfos and the Rush? The idea of Panim Chadashos is adding new, fresh simcha. What do you say according to that?
Now that it's a teenager, there's no simcha happening around anymore.
I will say that loud for the record. So now that he's this teenager, there's no more simcha. Maishi, how's yeshiva today? Great, great. Goes into his room, shuts the door. Yeah, I'm getting there. My kid's not permitted yet, but okay. I would say, according to this idea, it's very interesting. He was there at the wedding. He provided, he was there. Okay, he wasn't a gadol yet. Is it a magical thing now that he's a gadol, all of a sudden I provide simcha? Like Holter Rebekah differ. So seemingly, this might be a nice nafkamina. According to the Rambam, our jury over here is saying that look, he wasn't yotzi the mitzvah, so now I'm going to make a new bracha. Yes, he can make a bracha if he grew up over that week of Shavuot brachos. But according to Tosus and the Rush, he was there. Okay, he wasn't there as a gadol. It's not a magical thing. All of a sudden you show you become a gadol. Now my being there as a gadol makes for a new simcha. Hard to hear. Okay, so that's in terms of who could be there. Let's get to Shabbos. Three more questions to answer. What about Shabbos? So the halacha, which we saw from Tosfos, was that Shabbos counts for Sheva Brachos. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Os Dalet, which I gave you, Sif Ches, Yeshomim Shein Nikopanim Chadal Shal Emkein Ha Yibnei Adam Shemar Ben Mishvila, that's already, he's talking over here, like Tosis and the Rush from before. Remember the Mechaber went like them. The Yeshomim, the Shabbos, the Yontov, Rishon, the Sheni, have the Kipanim Chadashos, the Sudas, Halayla, the Shachris. So Tosfos and the Rush would say that we have Panim Chadashos over here by Shabbos. Now let me back up a second. What about going to the Rambam? The idea of Panim Chadashos in the Rambam is I need a person to provide a bracha, to reenact the chuppah. Shabbos could do many things. It could be our guest. We'll welcome it in. We'll sing Shalom Aleichem. We'll have extra food. But Shabbos does give us brachas. But if you need to actually say a bracha out, that Shabbos doesn't say, seemingly. So L'chora, very interesting thing. L'chora, according to the Rambam Shita, and for the record, I did see this inside, I believe the Grizz said this, Shabbos will not count for Panim Chadashos, and practically speaking, if you want to be Machner, if you want to go with the Shitas of the Rambam, you would need Panim Chadashos. Rabbi Sharfman had in his share told over the story, how he was sitting in his house one Shabbos, someone knocked on his door, hey, could you come as Panim Chadashos? So Rabbi Sharfman said, hey, I love another piece of cake, but it's Shabbos. And he don't need Panim Chadashos. That answer is going with the common opinion, which the Mechaber seems to go with, of the Rush and Tosfos, that we talk about adding Simcha, and Shabbos adds Simcha, you don't need to go. But according to the Rambam, that's adding a new bracha, Shabbos doesn't do that. So then there would be an idea, even on Shabbos, that Panim Chadashos. Fasting halacha, which is not so well known. But if you look over here again in that Shulchan Aruch, what does Panim Chadashos work on Shabbos? He brings only the first two meals, the night meal and the day meal. That's where Panim Chadashos works. What about Shal Shudah Shavar Brachos, which is common to have? There you have a dilemma. Shabbos may not count. Why is Shabbos not counted? It counted for the first couple of meals. The answer is because usually by Shalosh Shudas, the spread by Shalosh Shudas doesn't pair up with the spread what you had by lunch in the day. So you're not really adding so much like the Simcha. So that's very hard. You're going to say over here, Shabbos counts for Shavuot Brachos? Not simple. For the record, the Aruch HaShulchan, hold on, I'll take all the questions after. The Aruch HaShulchan does paskin, if you add special things to that Shabbos, Sheva Brachos, Shalosh Shudas, then he says perhaps you could be mekel, even though it's against what the Shulchan Aruch said. But he thinks the idea is because you don't add food, but if you add food, that would work. That's one Eitzah. The second Eitzah, that's probably the most practical one to give you. The second Eitzah, the Rama brings. He says, Va'achshav nagu b'menios elu v'varach Sheva Brachos b'sudas shlishas. We do make Shavuot Brachos by Shalosh Shudas. The Efshar Mishum the Regiyum Love Upon Chadashos. First, he says maybe new people come. The Yeshom Remitam the Regiyum Lidrash V'adrasha havi kapan chadashas. He says an idea that a speech, a drasha, could count as panim chadashas. Now, pashtas, it means the speech of the chassan. So put him on the hot seat. Hmm. It means the chassan speech. It could be there's some remake of that anybody's speech. But I have it in the back. Chaim Kanievsky would say it only applies during Shabbos Shal Shudas. You can't use this the Western week. You can't have a drasha of the chassan working as panim chadashas the rest of the week. So practically for Shabbos, you're left with three ideas for Shal Shudas. Number one, again, this is all within the Shita of the Rosh. According to the Rambam, you always will need panim chadashas. So if you want to have Shabbos Shever Brachos for Shal Shudas and fulfill the idea of Tosfos the Rosh of adding Simcha, what would be best is to bring in someone else, bring in a new face. Panim chadashas like you did the rest of the week, that's what's best. If not that, then one could go to have, if you don't have a new face, you could have more food, according to Aruch HaShulchan, special food by Shal Shudas, of gala Shal Shudas, that would count. Or thirdly, the drasha, preferably the chassan, that drasha is panim chadashas. Why the drasha panim chadashas? Because divrei Torah, a good speech adds to the simcha too. And it's fascinating. The Shev Shmaitza, the author of the Ksos, Avni Meluim, of Arya Leib. Yehuda Arya Leib Cohen. It's famed saga that he has a sefer Shev Shmaitza, which is very complicated on seven major topics in Shas. And the famed story is that he gave over those speeches during his Shavar Brachos. Each day he would give a different drasha. Now he wouldn't be Yosei Shavar Brachos, Panim Chadashos, but for Shabbos he would, at least for Shal Shudas. But each day he'll give a different drasha. So I remember always liking that story until one day I was reading through the Shev Shmaitza. This is the speeches he gave. Wow, he wrote the Sefer as a young bacher at a Shever Brachos. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the Sefer, he starts quoting his son. Yikes. He was 18 years old. So I believe, and this is a better qualification of the story, the basics and the Yisodos, the foundations for the Shavar Brachos, he said at his week of Shavar Brachos. But he added to the Sefer years later, and that's why he's able to quote his son, and that's why he would have a nice drasha and a nice story. But finally, I would like to end with, what about eating? Does the people who have the Shavar Brachos, do they have to eat? Your Panim Chadashos, do they have to eat? So, L'chora, both in Tosos and the Rambam, one would have to eat. In the Rambam, you're giving a bracha. The bracha is tied to the Shavar Brachos. Shavar Brachos are a part of benching. So ideally, one should even wash, be part of benching, and say the Shavar Brachos. Hu Adin, we already saw in Tosos and the Rush, the simcha of you being there, which is adding, is qualified. Can't be a woman. It has to be somebody who can bench. Someone who's part of the benching. So again, ideally you want to be part of the benching, you should wash and eat. But the Yevid, the post can do say, if you have mezonos, that's also good. But ideally, a person who's coming for Shavar Brachos should eat. So in conclusion, I see what we have today is Baruch Hashem, Shavar Brachos is a tremendous simcha. And whether you're going for the Shavar Brachos to fulfill the idea of Tosfos and the Rosh, that you're coming, any one person, at Simcha, even at the happiest time of their lives, you make a difference in their lives by showing up, by being there. That's a wonderful idea. Or the Rambam's revolutionary idea that when you sit there at a chuppah, your bracha, you have a chiv to give a bracha. Normally we yotze by answering Amen Shemayaka Ona under the chuppah. But when you give a bracha, that's a meaningful thing for, as a Jew, seeing the celebration of a new couple building a bayis nam b'Yisrael, we should all be zocha to only celebrating simchas.
Amen. Amen.